Plastic pollution is fueling a global health crisis and must be curbed at the source, according to a new report published in The Lancet ahead of upcoming UN treaty negotiations on plastic. According to the report, plastics pose a grave and growing threat to human and planetary health, causing economic losses exceeding $1.5 trillion a year. The study highlights links between plastics and diseases ranging from cancer and reproductive disorders to neurodevelopmental impairments, with infants and marginalized communities most at risk. Dr. Philip Landrigan is a pediatrician, epidemiologist, and a professor at Boston College. He is also the director of the Global Observatory on Planetary Health and is the lead author of the report.
I think the major takeaway is that plastics harm human health at every stage of the plastic life cycle, and the global treaty, the Global Plastics Treaty that's currently under negotiation at the United Nations, has to focus on protecting human health. And specifically, what it needs to do is impose a cap on global plastic pollution, which is now increasing almost exponentially, which is not sustainable.
According to the report, global plastic production has skyrocketed from 2 million tons in 1950 to 475 million tons in 2022. The report finds that the amount of plastic being produced annually is actually increasing and is projected to nearly triple by 2060. According to Landrigan, less than 10% of plastic waste is recycled, while most is dumped or openly burned.
We've been trying to improve recycling now for 3 decades. And the problem is not with individual people. People are very conscientious about trying to put their waste plastic in the proper bin. The problem is with plastic itself. Only about 8% of plastic is recycled. That's way less than paper or glass or aluminum or steel. And the problem is with the plastics themselves. There are so many different types of plastics. They simply can't be mingled together to make a usable product. And on top of that, all the toxic chemicals in products get in the way of producing usable secondary plastic products.
Microplastics and plastic chemicals have been found in human blood, lungs, placenta, and even the brain, raising alarms about their widespread and poorly understood health effects. Landrigan said there are a number of compounds commonly found in plastic that have been linked to poor health outcomes. For example,
phthalates, which are very widely used to make plastics flexible, get into people's bodies, and especially if they get into the body of a pregnant woman, they can pass through to her baby in the womb. They can cause brain damage that shows up as reduced IQ, and it could also damage the reproductive organs so that the little man comes out with smaller reproductive organs than he should have and is at risk of being less fertile 20 years later when he becomes of reproductive age.
In conjunction with the report, The Lancet unveiled its Countdown on Health and Plastics, a dashboard that will track plastics' impact through indicators on production, exposure, health outcomes, and policy responses. The Lancet Countdown is intended to provide independent data to inform policies and expose industry misinformation about plastics' recyclability and safety. The report and countdown were released just ahead of the United Nations Inc. 5.2 conference, which aims to finalize a legally binding global treaty to end plastic pollution, addressing the full life cycle of plastics from design to disposal. Landrigan said that while he is concerned about the influence petroleum-producing countries would have on negotiations, he hoped the UN Global Plastics Treaty would include some key provisions.
Number one, some kind of a global cap on plastic production that focuses especially on restricting the manufacture of single-use plastics. And then the second big provision would be regulations that control the use of toxic chemicals in plastics.
Negotiations over the UN Global Plastics Treaty are taking place in Geneva from August 5th through August 14th. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.